email drawer.
I've got to find.
Quit your bitching.
You know, I actually Googled great wailing songs of the year. I'm hoping there was a wailing song CD, but alas.
There isn't?
There is not.
On the whole entire internet?
Not that I could find.
Well, I feel like.
Shocking.
I feel like it's a niche you could fill.
Yeah.
It seems obvious.
Filling all niches.
Well, filling the hole, as Sartre would say.
Yeah.
Existentially a very important thing. Hopefully you have time to do that this Sunday. It's lovely out here in the Mission. And we'll continue to talk about the weather on air just to buy some time with Maldoror. Now, DJ MJ has been working on an intro. Now, we don't want to talk about it. You've been diligently editing.
I feel like you're making me work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to worry.
Are you back down the well?
Did you go down the well?
No, I think you did. I did. Oh. I guess
one of these is the it's the FX slider.
Don't mind it.
I do know how these things work.
Yeah, hit the mute button on the FX slider.
No, just don't slide it up.
You darling man.
Yeah. So, hey, DJ MJ, how are things from the bottom of the well?
I think they might be improving.
And now we're going to hoist her all the way up.
Yeah, it sounds like she's only halfway.
Hoist away,
up.
Boys. Hoist away, boys. Sorry, that's a waving song. All right, and now you're back.
That's right. That's
back, like, normal.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't have clambering out of a well sound effects queued up.
No, this is great. We should just ring a bell. Or what do you do to celebrate, you know?
Wait, I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's normal.
Well, say a little bit more about your... Just say a little... No, you know what? I know. She's furrowing.
She's always making me work. She's trying to push my projects. I'm just here to get away from it all, you know?
And that's fair enough.
I do understand that. Like, people are like, I just want to have my weekend radio show be a fun thing, not be something where I have to self-promote my website or whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate it, but, like, let's just chill.
Melder, all I'm asking you to do is show up, which you did today. Thank you so much for getting DJ MJ out of the well.
I was here before you.
I said thank you for that. I said thank you for showing up, and now you're...
Thanks for those variety pack claws, too.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm rolling my eyes on air. That's fine.
And that was a loaded thank you.
What have you got... You mean ironic. You mean... Anyway. What have you got lined up for us? Don't be mean.
I was just thinking of something else ironic that happened to me today, and I'd forgotten what... Oh, it wasn't important. So you just played some rubbish song about God by Tori Amos.
And you thought it was Kate Bush?
What?
Yeah, we missed that. We were having a thing outside. We were recollecting.
Hey, it's not Women's History Month or whatever anymore, so we don't care.
Wow.
Anyway, this is a...
That's one of the most disgusting comments you've ever made on air. I think it's worse than when I made Casey Kasem say something about, like, why do fat people or ugly people worried about getting raped? You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Yeah, I hope you got the letter and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't need a big reduction in the price of beer. But all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet. Cause they don't get enough to leave from fighting in the streets.
know if you know this, but your name is all the quotes in this book. That's crazy, human throat, and you should take a look. And all the people that you made in your image still believe in it.
Jesus Christ, in my car, and in the summer sky. Then came the rain once again, a tether from the mother's eye. I don't want to start any blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sixth sense of humor, and when I die, I expect to find him laughing. Any blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sixth sense of humor, and when I die, I expect to find him laughing. I don't want to start any blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sixth sense of humor, and when I die, I expect to find him laughing. Blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sixth sense of humor, and when I die, I expect.
music that Maldoror can punch furniture to. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
So that was a set about God. For Mother's Day, I guess.
I like that you followed that up after you hated the Tori Amos song.
I hated the Tori Amos song. It was rubbish.
It wasn't rubbish. But, yeah. In 1997, it was not rubbish.
Yeah, whatever, Lilith Fair.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, kick things off with XTC's Dear God, which you should listen to that when you're the one person who loads our podcast. The lyrics in that are great. Blasphemous Rumors by Depeche Mode was so blasphemous to me when I was 13 or 14. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're saying these things about God. It's a great song.
We'd learned otherwise. We've been inculcated otherwise.
And then we finished with Slayer, Disciple, from the album God Hates Us All.
That was rough.
Yeah, I told you you were going to hate it.
But I don't think God hates us. I just think there's not care or empathy. I think empathy is a human product.
Listen to that XTC song. Like, before we invented you, did you give a shit about us?
Wouldn't it be crazy if everything were real?
Like unicorns?
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. I'm Shay from the Bay. We're here with DJ MJ, visiting from Portland, Oregon, and Maldoror, the exquisite EP, as always.
This says it's Section 3, but I don't believe it.
Well, Section 3, it begins and ends with some Mac Dre.
Oh, well, we shall see.
Some things happen in between. Are you ready to kick that off, or how
Mac
are you doing?
Mac Dre?
Yeah, Mac Dre.
You know, they have
you just throw up a like various? Okay, that was cool. That was great.
They have some of his beer over at Mr. Liquor. Mr. Liquor, by the way, two blocks from the station.
Please give them a shout out. Hashtag Mr. Liquor.
It's where you go to buy your Cuddy Bangs.
Yeah, and you can also witness whatever rave or house parties happening inside the store whenever you go, which invariably is happening.
And yeah, and whatever they're called,
I
know what it's called when like kids are biking down the street and doing the swerve,
okay,
and like doing the wheelies for a mile down the thing. That's swerving.
That has a genre.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called when you've got guys on motorcycles going the wrong way and blocking traffic and doing burnouts. It's kind of,
you call it Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of like a. What do you call it? A sideshow. It's a motorcycle thing. Anyway, hang out at Mr. Liquor's. That's where their sideshows start. That's where everybody gets their Cuddy Bang and then goes does their sideshow.
Hangs out. Just stand a little aside.
And you will have street cred. That's all I'm saying.
So, just a brief interlude by Mac Dre is going to open it up. We'll hear from Jill Scott. We'll hear from something... Jill Scott.
Oh.
She was a background singer for the Roots Crew out of Philadelphia and then made her own way. Just a fantastic R&B singer. I just love her so much.
She's the one with the big hair.
Many of those beautiful women have big hair, Maldoror. No, but you're probably thinking of Danielle Ponder.
Okay.
Who I almost included.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
No, that's
right.
Right. Yeah, cool. No, that's all good. Yeah, you like the word woke, not me. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
Well, you like using it as an epithet, as a slur.
No, I don't.
When woke, just try substituting the word woke for empathetic.
Okay.
Empathetic. It means the same fucking thing.
I like that.
And like, oh, all these empathetic motherfuckers.
You're listening to the episode where we subjugate individuality in favor of empathy. Thank you, Maldoror, for being our benevolent leader.
I prefer Exalted.
Yeah, well, I prefer some Mac Dre.
Hold it, man. Give me a thing.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where we never use a big word when a little filthy one will do.
You're here, I'm pleased, I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your pace, mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat. And you're all that. Plus supreme. Then you're humble. Man, I'm numb, yo, with feeling. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park. Find a spot, us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelations 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe fly to the blue. Or maybe we could just be silent.
death.
I'm Fake Casey Kasem, reminding you that college is an expensive way to become an alcoholic. I'm Fake Casey Kasem, and I wonder why it is that the ugliest people are most worried about getting raped. I'm Fake Casey Kasem, reminding you to use a condom because the world doesn't need another you.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. Oh, I should have waited for the laugh. I know better.
And the volume would come down.
Oh, I just got excited to talk about
the rape joke.
Okay, so DJ MJ is shaking her head.
Hey, I didn't write that, okay?
I'm really glad that no one in Radioland can see you pointing at me so vehemently with, like, moral judgment. No, I did write those things, but I thought it would be a little more tolerable coming out of the mouth of the
Fake Casey Kasem.
Yes.
No.
DJ says that's a big thumbs down. All right, well, that's all right. Hey, you give somebody a new toy, you know, you exercise it, see what it'll do. We began and ended that last set with some Mac Dre. Closed it out with Let's All Get Down. Before that, a song called Finding by a group, Rium. I don't know how to say it. There's punctuation involved in the name, so I can't really fuck around with that. I know, I don't appreciate it either, but I did like the song as sort of a groovy,
well, like the band I saw last
interstitial
night,
song.
Idols. They're not the Idols. They're Idols.
Just Idols.
And it's 100% caps all
sure.
time. Yeah.
So they're yelling at you.
Yeah.
Well, Idols.
Yeah.
Well, they're yelling at you anyway aggressive. Because they're yelling at you about socialism.
Opening up the set, we heard Let's Take a Long Walk by Jill Scott. As we heard, as we talked about, she was a background singer originally for the Roots crew out of Philadelphia and then went out on her own. I really
aren't
love
they just
that
called
song.
The Roots?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. No, I think it depends. If you're in Philadelphia, like...
Please don't call it Philly.
I'm just not... No, I don't, but I'm not going to, like, flex on, like, any... Oh. I don't have any street cred in Philadelphia. I just live
you
there for
a second.
You should
go hang out in front of the whatever the Mr. Liquor equivalent is in Philadelphia.
No, dude. No, I don't think so. I mean, when I was there last, it
and
was...
that's the last we ever saw of Shaved.
Yeah, pretty much. When I was still, you know, it would be block to block in terms of segregation in Philly still. Like, it was a very segregated city, and every time I took a flight back, there would be, you know, the sign in the airport that was welcoming you with the electronic message, and it always said...
What did the carpet look like?
But, yeah, exactly. But it always said, welcome to the city of brotherly love, and every time I would just be like, fuck that. Like, it was such a racially divided city.
And also,
geographically.
Worst, I'm not even that big a sports fan, but the Philadelphia sports fans are the worst people on the planet.
Wait, why worst?
Are they violent?
Yeah.
They're violent. They will trash everything if they win, if they lose, if your team wins. They're violent assholes.
So, like, Oakland, or...
Oakland hasn't burnt itself down lately.
It's been a couple years, you're right.
All right.
Here we go. Don't touch my hair, dude.
I shouldn't talk about sports stuff, because I am not all that sporty.
That's all right. We like sports balls. Did you want to do some movie reviews? You saw so many movies that you said you hadn't looked up.
Remember when we were talking about her throwing you under the bus when you're just like, oh, I haven't prepared for this at all.
Yeah.
She did that last week when she was like, hey, tell me about the poetry of this song. And I'm like, I don't even have the lyrics pulled up in front of me. And I'm like, I love this song and I love
after pop quiz.
Here's the thing. I just trust you both so much implicitly as interesting individuals that I didn't realize. I'm sorry. I'm dissolving.
So I did see Fall Guy this week, and I'm embarrassed to say it's one of my favorite movies of the year.
Embarrassed, though? Why?
Because it's fucking Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling is very likable.
Okay, I never got the Ryan Gosling thing, because, I mean, I've seen him in Ken movie, whatever it's called.
It's called Barbie.
Yeah, whatever.
But he got together with the Women's History. Like what?
He's the one who got nominated for award, right?
Yeah. But,
I mean, he totally stole that movie.
Wow! Holy fuck, dude.
The best thing about the Barbie movie is Ken.
I disagree, but anyway.
That's the first right thing you've said in like 45 minutes.
The best thing about that movie is when when Helen Mirren burst in to say, "You shouldn't have cast whatever her name is that's as Barbie when she's trying to be ugly crying because it's
really her." You thought that was funny?
I thought that was hilarious. Anyway. You like Ryan Gosling? Anyway, I've never got the Ryan Gosling thing. He's charming as fucking Fall Guy. And they spent so much money on the action scenes and the blow-ups. It's so dumb and loud. And I encourage you to see it on a big screen because the music choices are dumb and loud. Trigger warning, there's Phil Collins involved.
Oh, wow. But you found it satisfying.
I fucking loved it.
Wow.
and see, I don't want to overhype something. I just really liked it.
Dude, I've definitely played Phil Collins on the show, and you've made me eat shit for like a month.
Deservedly.
Okay, fine.
Didn't come with a trigger warning.
We'll remember this moment.
Did you see Late Night with the Devil?
No.
Well, then I guess we can't talk about it, but...
Is Ryan Gosling in that?
He is not. He is not.
Okay. Well, you can still talk about it. She hasn't seen Fall... Neither of you have seen Fall Guy.
Well, I guess that's true. It just seems like something that you would like, but are you familiar with it? It's like a 70s talk show.
I've seen the poster. That's about all
poster.
I got.
Yeah. It's this talk show host, he's trying to revive his ratings, and he does a Halloween special. So for the majority of the movie, you're just watching the special. And, there's like demonic possession.
So, like, is it a horror film?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Yes, it's a horror movie.
I was going to say, so far it sounds like a network. Like, the guy tries to revive his ratings.
That's like a reality
horror. So he's going to blow his brains out.
That was also a brilliantly written network. Oh, God. Anyway.
Remember when they made good movies?
So, do you recommend it?
Fall Guy.
DJMJ?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. There was something about it that felt a little bit flat to me that I can't quite pinpoint. But it was sort of like doing all the things to hit the right notes to get me to be like, yes, objectively, this checked all the boxes. Like, I liked it. But there was like a little something missing from it. You can kind of see it coming. Like, so maybe just like a lack of element of surprise. But it was fun. I don't know. I feel like a good horror movie is hard to come by these days. There's a lot of really terrible horror movies.
Did you see, what's the Quiet? A Quiet Place?
I saw the first one. I haven't seen
I didn't see the second one, but I've seen the preview for the third one a bunch of times now, and I'm kind of excited for the third one.
The only horror film that has changed my mind in recent history about what horror could be or look like is Get Out.
Yeah, that was great.
So that's to me like the newest bar for like the elements of surprise, and I mean that was a very fucking good movie. Again, not like, you know, it's not in the theaters now, but to me that's I sort of measure all the horror films that I watch against that one. I loved it.
David, well, it was fucking great. I'm really glad I saw it on the big screen. Yeah, geez, I watch a lot of movies.
Do you want to talk more about that? Or
in the last 2 weeks, in order, I've seen Civil War, which I hated.
Oh, can we talk about why you hated it?
Oh, fuck, I hated that movie.
Go on.
so good.
The movie it's called Civil War, and there's nothing about the Civil War in it. It's just, here's a series of horrible, violent vignettes on this stupid road movie about these stupid journalists who are traveling across this stupid country. I'm sorry, am I overusing the word stupid? The movie was fucking stupid. But it's called Civil War, and you don't know who's fighting the Civil War, why they're fighting the Civil War, like which side is which, why California and Texas joined up.
Isn't that kind of the essence of our history?
Deliberately obfuscating it, and deliberately not trying to make reference to the actual political reality.
But it only... Yes, but I guess what pissed me off, and I'm sure it pissed a lot of people off, is the dodge and weave, the bob and fake, where they show you this preview that's like, oh, Civil War. It's like, oh, shit, what's happening? What's going to happen if things really go down between red states and blue states or whatever? It's not about that at all. It's a fucking road movie, and I hate road movies because they have no plot. Here's just a succession of vignettes that could happen to anybody, and the situation they're in is dark and violent. I mean, it could have been...
But extrapolate, and we understand how that's a meaningful experience as well, yes?
No.
But here's
There's
the thing.
There's no meaning.
Okay, DJ MJ wants specifics too.
It romanticizes photojournalism, which I do not think is a bad thing.
It romanticizes journalism.
Yeah. I'm a big Oriana Fallaci fan, but anyway, go on. She's a little more socialite, but anyway, go on.
But I thought it was weirdly nostalgic. It's like it's supposed to be taking place in the near future, but... Then they drop in this young woman who's taking photographs
on
black and white film.
On film, yeah.
Yeah, and just...
So, yeah, it was also unbelievable.
Even the Kirsten Dunst character who's shooting digital, like, would they really be shooting stills and not video? Like, I found that a little bit difficult to believe. And also...
Who is the director of continuity for this project? That is a real thing in film, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but no, truly.
And also, like, is that really how they operate in the field?
director of continuity is like you had the pen in your left hand in the last take. It's in your right hand now.
Yes, yes, but I'm saying in the larger context of that's this continuity. Thing being like set
as an
in
editor,
the future.
Oh my that's God. Kind of thing that really pisses me off.
As a co-host, mansplaining is a thing that really pisses me off. But let's talk more about Women's History Month. And your milkshake that brings the boys to the yard, Mount Roar. Let's talk about it.
It's February, right?
Oh, my God. That's Black History Month. Mount Roar.
God.
Don't touch the hair. Do you have any music coming up? Let us know what's going on.
No, I got nothing. I was just going to talk about the other 17.
I feel like Don't Touch the Hair is better than the rape joke. What are we going to do here? Get us out of here, Mount Roar.
Well, there's a great segue that could be made. But I don't have it ready. But I watched the Beastie Boys story.
Okay.
Which is on, I think, Apple Plus. Which is really good.
Is that
good.
The fat apple?
the plus size apple?
It's just because we were talking about fat shaming. I don't know.
I watched the Beastie Boys story, which is co-directed by the Beastie Boys and the guy they always use, used to be a skater. I could be better at this, I swear. I could be worse at it, too.
That's okay. Tell us about what... how did you feel?
They did a very interesting way of telling their documentary. They're live on stage telling a live audience with their director, Spike Jonze. Thank you.
I handed that to you, dude. Come on.
Doing, like, video backdrops and stuff. And, I mean, the Beastie Boys now sound like... They're just like two like middle-aged Jewish dads from Brooklyn.
That's what they are. And that's okay, but that's fine. What they were is so great.
But I also love that they you know, they really go into our first album it was a joke about being frat jock douches. And then we became frat jock douches for like a whole bunch of years with like drugs and hookers and women. I mean, drugs and money and women. Same thing.
Wow. Okay. I'm so excited to put together the week that was for next week. I really am. You create so much material, and I just can't thank you enough.
You don't have another section, right?
No.
I'm just going to play something then.
And you rejected my advances, too. I was like, hey, I can send you some stuff. And you were like, all right.
You sent me the rape joke. How much more do I have to
unfortunately,
accept?
That was all you asked for. The rest of it you rejected.
I'm sorry I was asking for it.
It's
Jesus.
Your filter,
I shouldn't
not
have worn that
filter.
Skirt. This is its reigning game.
This is so unacceptable, and it's exactly what you
accept. This is the worst episode ever.
No, it wasn't.
I hope my mom's not listening. Mom, are you listening?
Mom, we love you. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Turn on the beat and start to jamming. Put on my pill shirt made by Mark Buchanan. I'm slamming sugar with the CB is straight. Paul, put on my Abercrombie coat to cope with the bait. Fog, I stay sharp. My job is peeling them top notches. I got biatches and metric it these days. Cautious, gotta watch the every move. Cause dude, I got to warn ya. It's raining game up in Northern California. I'm extra fluffy and saucy, so I pop. Pots, dollars, and boy, I squats and pilots. Pulling up on binges, I'm off the engines and like the clam. Better get your sponges coming down in the town.
It's raining game in Northern California. They tell me it's raining game in Northern California. They tell me it's raining game in Northern California. They tell me it's raining game in Northern California.
We got that sauce like boss players. We cross the cleaners, pushing them babies. And some of us rolling on Zenas. Straight lace, triple gold, it's never cold, not to jock. She's looking famous, so you know I got to knock. Gotta peep the scene, though, cause with these hoes you might get played by one of them broads wearing these bobs or braids. It's raining game in the north, dude, it's so flooded. And all this game that we pour, ooh, it's cold-blooded. But they love it, and always want more of it. Hear me serving it on taping, and they can't wait to delve it. I shove it up in your ear like a Q-tip, then you get
Northern California. They tell me
swinging in Northern California.
Well, it may be cold on the East Coast or the other side of town, but this is the Bay.
When you in that bass, so my trigger finger stays itching. I love the perk when I'm around the way, and I'm a seasoned veteran like Richard. Rich, of course, and I'm split force, and I'm showing up full of that game. And that North Pole, Valley Joe, Country Cup crest I claim. See, in the Bay, we like the ball, and players like me stand tall. You might catch me on IAT in the Bay on my way to the mall. Cause I love the shot, Chase Cott, game more potent than a bass rock. Love the side when I ride, but the tires won't slide if it ain't hot. So I stay seated, and sugar that's heated, and really there's no trip needed. Although you look good, girl, never would eat it, but we'll beat it. Conceited, yes, and need a fresh top notch on my team. So trip stat, and he kicks back and listen to the homeboy sing.
It's raining at me in Northern California.
Yeah. I wanna be right there with you.
It's raining at me in Northern California.
There's nothing else I'd rather do.
It's raining at me in Northern California.
That's what they tell me.
It's raining at me in Northern California.
But they feel
it may be cold on the East Coast or the other side of town, but this is the Bay. Well, it may be cold on the East Coast or the other side of town, but this is the Bay.
Girls, 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 girls. Oh, yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Sometimes we wait a long time.
Sometimes we wait a long time. That's all right. There's a virtue in patience here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
I'm not sure there's any virtues left here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
Okay, maybe not, but there was a really nice through line on that last segment with you talking about having watched the Beastie Boys documentary, and then you took us sort of through their the beginning and the...
They're embarrassed. They wrote the song Girls.
But you're not embarrassed about all the things you said about Women's History Month this episode. That's fun.
Was it entertaining? That's the goal.
Well, wasn't the rape joke entertaining? Anyway, I digress. Please go ahead and back announce. Please get me out of here.
We kick things off with, I really don't know the name of it.
Best EP in town.
Your mom
is
Oh, it's raining.
But that's cool. Oh. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
That's fine.
It's Raining Game in Northern California by Mac Dre and Kaidney. And, DJ Deathwish was saying one of the problems with Northern California hip-hop is everything is a group jam. It's not just like, it's just like Mac Dre. It's like, it's Mac Dre plus 12 other people. And that was true of last week when I was...
I'm not sure how that's problematic.
It's hard to write into the thing.
Oh, so it's difficult for the EP, I see. Because I feel like the true artistry in the Bay Area rap scene is about collaboration.
Okay.
But okay. I really do. That's fine.
Anyway.
Nothing good gets done alone. That's really what I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
finish
yeah.
your back announce.
Anyway, so that was the first song of the set. We heard Girls by the Beastie Boys, and then we heard Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys when they finally evolved into becoming having their own voice and not being bossed around by what's the guy's name who owned their record label? Thanks, everybody.
We're glad you're in charge here.
And Rick Rubin. What's really glaringly not present in their documentary is any word from Rick Rubin. Not a chime.
It's okay to abstain, but it is an app, yeah.
He's not shy about being in other people's documentaries. He just didn't get to that one, and he made their career. And it kind of made his career. So it was a glaring omission.
Interesting.
Anyway, I've got about 15 other movies I watched, if you want to talk about those.
I really don't. However, just based on, I mean, unless there's anything else that DJ MJ can also chime in on, and you guys can give an illustrative review.
Fall Guy.
Because we did do
we
that.
We already did Fall
we
Guy.
We did Fall Guy. And then we did Civil War.
Talked about Late Night with the Devil. I don't know, I feel like the only other recent things I've seen are shows and not movies. Have you seen Riley?
No, but have you seen In Bruges? Ooh. In Bruges?
You would love Riley.
I've heard about Riley. My girlfriends are talking about Riley.
Riley or Ripley?
Riley.
The photography in it is flawless, and it's all Italy. It is so well done. You would love it.
I would feel homesick for a place that was only briefly my home. but I do get down with that stuff. I found an Italian, a strictly Italian bookstore in North Beach yesterday. It was absolutely my delight. I mean, no, but all Italian. I was like, how is this place?
In Italian?
Yeah, and I was kind of like, is this just like a front for money laundering?
I think that's what she meant by all Italian.
Yeah, no, it's...
Well, it could just be
tutti
like
Italiano.
All
no, tutti Italiano. Everything is translated. Everything, and they have a kids section and everything, and this beautiful... Anyway, all right, we got to get the fuck out of here. If you are in North Beach, this episode and some of our episodes are sponsored by Dr. Siegel's Art House up there on Green Street.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. I'm Mal Dewar, and that's Shay from the Bay. And we also have DJ MJ in from Portland, Oregon.
Hi.
Then
Everyone is everyone here. Everyone is everyone, and we are they. They are them. Here you are. Thanks for being with us.
You thought the world owed you a smile. Your parents cheer. Your dad was proud. Monday does not apply to you. Fuck you! Fuck you! I can't trust you! So dig my head into the ground. This myself to get tied down. And cut my limbs. Stuff them with fear. I won't! I won't! I can't breathe him. So lick the mouth. Magazines with sweat and pour money into their blankets. Celebrities will die like you. Fuck you, fuck you. I hate your face. Damn. That I know.